Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I want to say thank you for pushing play on another episode, and also to welcome the new subscribers to the podcast this week. Thank you so much for being here. Guys, what I want to talk with you about today is this idea of an abundance mindset. And this has come up a lot over the last couple of weeks when I have been talking to women in running their coaching businesses, counseling, psychology practices, social work practices, and all of that sort of good stuff, who are wanting help with their businesses, or they're wanting mentoring, or they're wanting supervision, but they're coming up with, we call them objections, don't we, when we're selling things. We say, oh, somebody has an objection, and maybe it's a money objection, maybe it's a partner objection. You know, I need to check with my partner first before I commit to something. When it's money, it's, oh, I don't know if I can afford that, I'll have to wait. And then the other one is time, isn't it? You know, I don't know if I have time for this. I'm so busy already doing direct client work in my practice. I don't think that I could possibly fit supervision or mentoring or coaching or, you know, a course or anything around what I'm doing already. Well, guys, you are exactly the people who do need the help. You're funny. Okay, so let's go through each of these one at a time, because it's my intention to help you get out of your own way. And you know I'm talking to you, and it's okay. It's just you and I here. Nobody else can hear us. This is just our private conversation. So drop your guard, drop your defenses, and just allow yourself to receive what's going to come through for you. Which one should we handle first? I really want to handle finances first. Okay, so this is one of the things that happens when I have people book in because they want to talk with me about how they can work with me as a coach, right? So we have this conversation, and we talk about where they're at with their practice, and you know what they're loving and what's going really, really well for them. And we also talk about what their challenges have been, what their obstacles are, what their goals are, and all that sort of stuff. And often we will map out a little bit of a plan for them to help them shift from where they are now to where they would rather be, right? It's all really good stuff. It's really helpful and valuable and everything. And of course, we get to the end of the conversation, and the natural flow should be where someone like me then says, okay, hey, this is how I can help you more. This has been a great conversation. Have you thought about having this, that, or the other? And what will usually happen is a wall will go up for people, but this isn't on you. I think this really depends on the person who's talking to you, right? So if you and I were having a conversation, I think partly your reaction is going to come up from how I try and talk with you about next steps, but also part of it's on you in terms of your own beliefs around next steps. We will get to you in a minute. I think if I can present that in a way that feels really organic for you to hear, for example, I was talking to someone today, and she was saying, you know, I really got so much out of this call today, Brooklyn, and I want to know how I can work with you more. What do you offer? And this lady's already familiar with all of my services. And I know that because she's mentioned that to me before. So I say, well, you're familiar with my services. What were you thinking? And she says, coaching. You're like, can we talk about that a little bit more? I say, yeah, absolutely we can. So we had this conversation about coaching, and it all just went really naturally and beautifully and organically. And then the objection comes up, which is, of course, around finances, because I say, of course, because in my experience, it's always, as I mentioned before, finances, time, or a partner. So anyway, the way that I handled that was by, you know, coaching her in a way around her money fears. And it's often fear, and it's this fear that keeps us stuck. And it's this fear that keeps us in this holding pattern of, you know, well, I can do it myself, I guess. You know, I don't have to invest this money in working with you, Brooklyn, because I reckon I can kind of do this myself. And you know what? That's probably true. It might take you a lot longer though, because you're going to have to hunt around online and in your networks and all of that sort of stuff. And you're having to try and sticky tape a piece from over here with a piece from over here and kind of duct tape it all together. And then it's kind of going to make sense, but not really, because you don't know what you don't know. So you don't know the bits that you're missing. And when people give away free stuff, a lot of the time they're not giving you all of the steps, are they? They're giving you 3 steps, but there's really 12. Things like that. So you can absolutely try and do it on your own. But think about what that's going to look like and how much longer that's going to take you. And then you might say to yourself, okay, well, maybe I'll shop around for a cheaper person that can help me. You know, maybe I still want coaching, for example, but I think I'll go and see if I can find a cheaper coach. So when you're driven by dollars, you're allowing your fear to make decisions for you. And that's not something you would ever advise a client to do. You don't want your clients making decisions to work with you because you're the cheapest therapist or you're the cheapest coach. And you don't want them making decisions to work with you based on fear, right? You want your clients to feel empowered working with you. So really try and tap into what is it that's coming up, because a lot of the time, and I've said this before, I rarely agree or think that this is about money. I think a lot of the time it's about fear. And here's the other thing, and I can share this with you because you ladies are all spiritual ladies too, but I think you have to look at how you're responsible for not getting your diary booked. And part of that is energy. You know, you're familiar with that infinity sign, okay? It's the figure 8 on its side. And it just goes to show that things are always moving. Things are always in a state of flux, right? And so if you are not investing in yourself out of fear, well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to attract clients to your business that don't want to invest in you because of fear. How are you going to break this cycle? What are you going to do to show up differently? If you want to attract people that are willing to invest with you, you need to be investing in yourself and willing to invest in yourself. Okay? And that's how you're going to unkink the hose, and you're going to get the energy moving beautifully again in that figure 8. And you have to trust that by you, the clients are already there, right? There's already an abundance of clients. There's already an abundance of time. There's already an abundance of money. You want to help your clients be their best self, yet you hold back from stepping into your best self. So start thinking now about what do you need to change in order to embody your abundance mindset. A simple way to do that is to think, okay, let's imagine I'm already running the coaching practice, the private practice of my dreams. And, you know, I'm not a millionaire, that's cool, but I'm not stressed about money either, right? There's always more than enough money for me to do what I need to do. I can invest in things freely if I want. It's never an issue. I know that the money comes back to me. Where's the gap between that version of you and where you are now? And how do you close that gap for yourself? And if you're needing support with that, that's when you book a call with a coach, right? So you can book a call with me, you can book a call with anybody, and a good coach is going to help you see what is available for you, what is already there that you're not seeing. Because you might be trained as a therapist, you might be trained as a coach, a psychologist, a social worker, a counselor, whatever it is, but you know, and I know, that it's not possible for us to see our blind spots. That's why we have supervision. That's why we have mentoring. That's why we have coaching, yeah? Just like our clients come to us because, you know, they're stuck or they're caught up in fear and they can't see what we can. We see their blind spots and what's going on for them. It's the same for you. You need to be willing to invest in yourself. Here's a pitter-patter of Gabe coming up the corridor. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hop in your bed. Good boy. Here's a treat. Good boy. You need to be willing to invest in yourself if you're going to be calling in those clients. So the people that I work with, clearly they invested in themselves, and now they're starting to see shifts and transformations in their business, right? And here's the other thing. Sometimes people will say to me, oh, Brooklyn, you know, I just got so much out of your free products. I think I'm just going to stick with your free stuff. When will you be uploading more free stuff to your website? And I think, okay, that's great. But what's that also saying energetically to your clients? And what's that saying to your universe as well? I mean, yeah, I think when it comes to free stuff, there's a handful of people that are really going to take that free stuff and run with it and implement it and action it and get some results. But, you know, how many of us, myself included, have signed up on Instagram or Facebook to somebody's webinar because it looked amazing, and then we received the reminder email and then the next reminder email, and then we never went to the webinar. Or we subscribed to somebody's ebook because in the moment we knew we needed it and we knew we had to have it. So we subscribed and, you know, it got sent to us. But how many of us actually clicked on that email and downloaded the book and read it, right? Or worse still, how about when you do take the time to click on that link and you download the ebook and you're like super excited about it? I need to find, like, it's so generic. It doesn't add any value to the way you practice. You're upset because it's just wasted your time. And so you click in and you unsubscribe. Okay, so managing the money. You need to get good at managing your own money. And this is especially true for those of you who are struggling to fill your diaries. If you're struggling to get bookings into your diary, this is your notification from the universe that there's an issue here with your money mindset, with your money beliefs that needs to be addressed because it's blocking you from getting the help and from taking your business to where you want it to go and getting those people into your diary so that you can help them and do the work that you're put on this planet to do. The next one is a time objection. So sometimes, you know, like recently, for example, I was talking to people about my course. So that's closed for enrollment now. That doesn't open again until next year. However, there were women that I spoke to in health and wellness, like coaching, counseling, psych and social work, that were saying, oh, this sounds great, this sounds great, but I just don't know that I have time. I don't know that I have 12 months to invest in something. And I think to myself, okay, so what's really going on here isn't about time. Because as I've shared with you before, like one of my old mentors used to say to me, Brooklyn, if you want something done, ask a busy person. They've always got the time. And it's so true. You know, busy people make time. And I'm not saying that you're not busy, but if you're not prioritizing something, then you're never going to have the time for it. If it's super important to you, you will make the time for it. Like for example, you might say, oh my gosh, you know, if I sign up for this course, I'm going to have to sit down each week and watch an hour of training. I don't have that hour. You know, I just don't have it. I wish I had the time. But then you'll go home and you'll spend 2 hours binging, you know, Sabrina on, I'm just saying Sabrina because it just popped into my mind. I'm watching Below Zero at the moment. But, you know, I might watch 3 episodes of Below Zero and they go for 60 minutes each. Like, I've got time to sit on my butt and watch Below Zero, but I don't have time to watch a 60-minute webinar. Or, you know, I might say to myself, if it comes back to money, right? I might say, oh, well, you know that I should buy healthy food, like I should get the organic fruit and vegetables, but that's going to cost me, you know, $300. Yet I might easy go and spend $300 on a new mobile phone or something like that. Or what else? I might say something like, I don't know, you get the idea. The point I'm trying to make is it's really about priorities, isn't it? If you value something enough, you make the time for it. So when somebody says to me, hey, Brooklyn, that sounds awesome and I'd really love to do that with you, but honestly, I just don't have the time right now. What I hear is this person isn't prioritizing what we've just talked about. And I want to understand why improving their practice isn't a priority to them. Because I'm curious and I really do want to understand that. And if there's something going on there, you know, maybe there's a misunderstanding, maybe there's a miscommunication, maybe there's a limiting belief. I want to be able to support that person and coach them through that. And when we're on the other side, if they still feel like, you know, time's an issue, whatever, fine. But I believe it's that they're just not prioritizing it. And guys, if you are not prioritizing your business, why are you complaining about not getting the bookings? you know, bookings aren't just going to come. You have to co-create with the universe. You can't just rely on energy. You can't just say, I'm doing my gratitude work every day. I'm meditating every day. I'm visualizing every day. I'm doing these things. Yet you're just kind of like letting the universe take the wheel, which is great, but it's better if you co-create. You have to show up. And showing up means making yourself available. It means investing your time. It means prioritizing things. It does mean investing money, you know. And this is one of the other things that really, really, I see it a lot. Like I'm in a couple of counseling groups, right, obviously. And one of the things that comes through, so I'm in three counseling groups. And one of the things that I often see is posts from people saying, where can I get free supervision? Where can I get free mentoring? Where can I get free PD? Where can I get free ongoing professional development? Where can I get free resources for my client on X, Y, and Z? And they're the same people often, not all the time, but often they're the same people who'll send me a private message and say, you know, I'm really struggling here. I just can't attract any clients. And I think, well, you know, this is part of the reason why. Like, you're wanting free stuff and you're attracting clients who are saying they only want bulk billing, meaning they want free services, and you're not providing bulk billing because you can't, or you don't, or you've chosen not to, or whatever. And then you're sitting there scratching your head saying, why can't I get clients? Well, if you believe in energy and you believe in law of attraction, you have to understand that like attracts like. If you're not investing in yourself, you're going to attract other people who don't want to invest in themselves. If you're not booking your own appointments for your own personal growth, for the own development of your business, you're going to attract zero audience, because the people that are listening to you are agreeing that, yeah, they shouldn't be booking with you because it's not a priority, because that's what you're sending out to the universe. The other objection that can often come up for people is around partners, you know, and they'll say, hey, you know, Lisa, this sounds like a really great program and I would love to work with you. I really want to lose my COVID kilos. I believe you're the coach that can help me, or you're the therapist, or you're the counselor that can help me. I really want to do your 8-week program. But I do need to check with my husband first, or I do need to check with my significant other first. Let me get back to you. Okay. So when somebody says that, you have a couple of options, right? If you haven't worked on your own mindset and you're taking everything very personally, you're going to agree. And what's happened then is that person has just enrolled you in their limiting belief. Someone is always enrolling someone on these calls, right? You just got enrolled. And that's a problem, because you're meant to be the expert, in inverted commas. That shouldn't be happening. You are meant to be enrolling the person who's booked a call with you. into seeing what's possible for them, into releasing their defenses, into you're meant to have coached them through their limited beliefs, and you're meant to be showing them, hey, look what we can do together. Look, all of these things are possible, and this is totally safe for you. You're to enroll them in that. As soon as they mention an objection and you go along with it, you just got enrolled, okay? That's a problem, because then that person is unlikely to book with you, because really, the whole reason that they booked a call with you in the first place was because they need you to stand up for them. They need you to be that strong pillar of support for them. They need you to say it's safe. They need you to say it's okay. They need you to say, no, I'm not letting you get out of it that easily. You're on my radar. You came here for a reason. There's something going on. And you've come to me because there are fears that have stopped you from getting help in the past. I'm not going to let you escape with those fears. Let's, you know, if we need to go overtime today, we'll do it. But let's do what we need to do so that you can let go of that fear, deal with it, and then let's see where you're at. That's what they're needing you to say. So don't allow yourself to get enrolled, okay? Enroll your clients into releasing a belief on the call with you. You coach them through a fear or a limitation, and you support them by standing for them, okay? Call them on it. If they say to you, I need to talk to my significant other, then you could say something to them like, okay, great. What are you doubting at the moment, or what's coming up for you at the moment, or what are you unsure about at the moment? What do you need right now? And keep the conversation going. That's what they're wanting. It's like, I don't know, maybe I'm trying to come up with an example on the spot. I can't think of anything. I'm thinking about my dog running away from me, but if I turn around and run away from my dog, he follows me, but that's got no relevance to what I'm trying to convey to you now. So I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank with metaphors right now. But you do need to stand for them, and you do need, it's like if somebody wants to walk away, what you're doing is you say, no, stop, wait, come back. And you're taking them by the hand. And then you're holding both of their hands and you're looking them in the eye and you're giving them love and you're saying, don't go anywhere. Come on, it's safe. Let's deal with this together. I'm here with you. Come on, sit down and let's talk this through. Tell me what's going on. And you put your arm around them, you know, and it's like, I'm here for you. I'm listening. I'm present. And let them say what they need to say, because that's the whole reason they booked the call, right? They're used to people just saying, oh, okay, then if you feel like this isn't right for you, that's fine. They're used to people letting them go, but they don't want to be let go. They want you to stand for them. So take them by the hand, hold both of their hands, look them in the eye, tell them you're here, sit down with them, put your arm around them, you know, metaphorically. And say, come on, let's talk this through. Give them that support space to be vulnerable, and then show up as the therapist, as the coach, as the guide that you are, and help them work through it. And you do that by listening. You use your skills, you use your therapeutic skills, you use your coaching skills, you use your rapport building skills, and you create this really safe space for them to be able to process what they came to you to process in the first place. When they book the call, it's a test. They're asking, is Brooklyn, for example, is Brooklyn going to help me with this or not? Or is she just going to be like everybody else I've booked a call with and let me go? It's a test in a way, not all the time, but a lot of the time what's going on is it's a test. It's a test of you. It's a test of themselves. And so it's on you as the person conducting the call to lead the call, okay? Don't let them lead. You lead the call You provide that support and you be present. You be there. As soon as that fear comes up for them, you want to catch the fear and you want to try and process that fear with them on the call. Give them an example of what coaching really looks like and don't say, I'm going to coach you through it. Just do it. Or just ask permission first and say, I have some thoughts about this. May I share them with you? They're going to say yes. And that's your opportunity then to share what's come up for you, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what they might be missing. And then that opens up the door to a coaching conversation and you can briefly give them that support and guidance that they're needing in order to, you know, feel safe taking that next step. Because that's all any of us want at the end of the day. We want that assurance. And I know there aren't any guarantees in life, but they have to be comfortable sitting in their own space. And because you and I are learning about spirituality all the time and we're evolving and we're stepping into, you know, that really soul-driven entrepreneurial vision of ourselves, we're attracting people into our world that are also in that process. And they're probably on that journey where we were right when we were first beginning. And remember what you needed then? You needed somebody to tell you it was okay, it was safe, and to, you know, listen to what it was you were scared about and help you with that. So it's the same for them. You just have to go back to that space and give them that, okay? And when you do that, they have a positive experience because they've had a transformation. They now believe, oh my gosh, this stuff works. This feels good. I have an action step now or whatever it is. I know what I'm doing. I know what my next step is. And maybe that action step is they book another call with you or they go and watch your webinar and they pay, they pay to watch it or something like that. But there's a follow-up there. We don't want to just have a deep and powerful conversation, a transformational conversation with people, and then set them free, because you and I both know it doesn't end there. It's an ongoing process, and we have a responsibility to say, hey, this is one step that you've taken today, but you and I both know this is an ongoing process. And you know, while I have so many ways that I can support you, I think what's going to be the easiest and the lightest, match for you right now is probably going to be this. Can I send you some information about it? Right? And then what you're going to do is after you've sent them some information about it, you're going to send them a follow-up either later that day or the next day and just check in, you know, hey, I just wanted to give you some time to feel into that conversation we had, you know, wow, it was really powerful, wasn't it? And I loved seeing that transformation. Thank you so much for letting me be part of that. And then you want to say, hey, you know, I saw that you clicked on that link. What did you think? Like, well, where are you at? And keep that conversation going. You never, ever, ever just let somebody go. You want to be there, be that support, even if it's in the background because for whatever reason they can't or they won't or they don't enroll in something. That doesn't mean you abandon them. Keep that conversation going, okay? Be there. Show up for them. Be the model that they need to see for them to show up in their business, okay? Because they're going to be looking at you thinking, oh, how does she do it? Maybe that's how I need to be doing it. So be a really, really good model for them, okay? And maybe that's the contribution you make to that person at that time. It's being present and it's leading by example. If you're somebody who has been thinking about coaching or mentoring or doing courses, whether it's with me or whether it's with somebody else, yet you have said to yourself, I don't know if I can afford it. I will wait. Now isn't the right time. Oh, it sounds great, but I'll check with somebody first. If you're aware now that those things are coming up for you, what I would absolutely encourage you to do is whether it's with me or whether it's with somebody else, book a little call, a half hour call. It's not going to cost you anything, and get some guidance in, hey, I've noticed I have a pattern here. you know, there've been a few times, Brooklyn, where I've wanted to do your things, but I always come into the same limitation. When I go to hit buy now, I notice this little gremlin pops up inside me and I never proceed, but I'd really like to. What's going on? How can I deal with this so that I can take the next step? Because I'm no further on with my practice than I was 12 months ago. I can't continue like this. I really do need change, but I need a way to, like, what am I not seeing here? How can I overcome this little hiccup? Let me help you with that. It's like totally my soul jam. I am really, really good at helping people overcome limitations because I've been doing this for such a long time. And yeah, it would absolutely be my honor to help you. So yes, go ahead and book a call. You've got my contact details. I'll pop them in the show notes for you again if you like. But thank you so, 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 so much for your time today. I hope that you have a really happy Wednesday. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this call. And if you have an aha moment and you find, like, why don't you set yourself a goal today of how can I generate some money by the end of the month using some of these tools and approaches that we've spoken about today. Set yourself a goal of enrolling 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 people by the end of the month, right? It's only the 20th. You've got 11 days to do it. Set yourself a goal using these tools that I've given you and keep me posted. Let me know how you go. I want to know how you go. I'm so invested in your success. It's ridiculous. Okay, guys, have a happy Wednesday. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.